Yeah, he's a good veteran player, you know, that he's a physical guy. He's learned our system. He's been with us now. Had plenty of time to get comfortable with our system, and we called on him to play a little bit more last week. He did a nice job for us.
How about Omar at safety, how far he's come since preseason?
Yeah, Omar, you know, has come a long way, learning a new position, working throughout the year, you know, kind of developing into a guy that really can play anywhere in the back end. He can play safety, he can play corner, he can play nickel. So he's become a valuable player that way, that he can do a lot of different things.
What have you seen from Philip Rivers on tape as you look at him this year?
Playing really good football, you know, making good decisions. I think he's always been a great competitor. And I think, you know, Mike going in there, he's done a great job of you know, kind of getting him to understand how the scheme works, how the system works, and he's making great decisions, not turning the ball over. He's accurate, so he's a good football player.
Woodyard expressed earlier this week that he's not happy with his reduced
Who's that?
Playing time. Woodyard, he's not happy with playing
right.
Fewer snaps. How do you manage that? And
well,
will you be getting him back on the
I think first of all, as a coach, you appreciate that because you know you don't want guys that are happy not to be doing more. You want guys that are striving to do more. So that's a good part. And then, you know, we're all about team. Whatever's best for the team, that's what we are from the top on down.
Why has this playing time been reduced?
Well, it's just a situation where, you know, we're doing what we need to do to get ourselves ready to play our best football down the stretch. And part of that is getting different guys ready to play. Part of that is getting different guys rested and healed, and part of that is making sure that we utilize the talent that we have. And I think all year we've been, well, the last couple of years, we've been a group that understands we do that. As guys play and play well, they play more. And that's just how we do it.
With working Omar in, is that part of trying to figure out a way to replace Raheem in that kind of free safety center field?
No, I think certainly, you know, Raheem took a lot of snaps for us, was a very strong player for us. And in his absence, there's been opportunity. And with that opportunity, Omar's, you know, taking advantage of some of the extra reps.
How Sylvester Williams played with his extended playing time last
week? Pretty well, yeah. Pretty well, pretty solid. And they should only get better.
What about Malik Jackson? How do you think he's stepped up?
Another young guy that we need him to play well. He played well enough last week to get the game ball defensively. And, again, he's a guy that, you know, has growth in front of him. So we just want him to keep the pedal down, keep growing, and as we go through this year, we expect to play better. And as we, you know, go down this stretch here in December and into the playoffs, we want to be at our best.
Why is Danny Woodhead always just such a tough guy? I mean, it's
he's just a good player, you know, he really is. He may not be appreciated by others, but when we look at him and see a really dynamic player. He's a playmaker, he can run it, he can catch it, you know, he'll block a little bit. That's not his strong point, but he's a good football player.
Now that Derek's back in the facility, do you guys have a timetable on when he might be able to get back to practice or games?
No, that's kind of, you know, between the trainers, doctors, Coach Fox, all those things. You know, from my standpoint, he's not been given the green light to return to practice yet. So once that happens, we'll work him back in from there.
Can you put your finger on why the defense got off to a slow start the last 2 weeks and played so much better this half?
I'd like to see it's all the coaching adjustments that we've made after that start. But that's not the case. We just have settled down and played better ball. And, you know, our guys want it bad. We work hard. We feel like we've got good design and good players. And when we do what we're supposed to, we play it pretty well. So, you know, the idea is to continue to grow, learn from the experiences, and get better. And, you know, clearly starting fast is a good thing for us. We'd like to have that. But finishing strong is the most important part, you know, making sure that you win the game. And we have done that very successfully throughout this year. And we're just looking for more consistency now.
So as the coach, does it get frustrating when you haven't had that full four quarters?
No, that's coaching. That's what it is. You just work the guys, motivate, push, demand, teach, and try and grow from each experience.